Kim Nisa Sabruam, Inyan Nisoyin Shalo Akeda. What was the Inyan of the Nisoyin of the Akeda? We know that the Akeda was the biggest Nisoyin that Avraham Avinu had. The Hechz Nisoyin from Avraham Avinu was the Akeda. So he says, what's the Kuda? If you want to bring out what the power of the Nisoyin of the Akeda was, how would you explain it? So the Maishloich says, are you goydel? It was the Amunah, the greatness of the Amunah that Avraham Avinu had in the Eibishter. Ki afsh amalai koi yezaracho, the Eibishter told him koi yezaracho. The Eibishter told him that your children are going to be kechoy layam, kechoy chvi hashamayim. You're going to have a nation that comes out of you. Menem maloi. As busy Yochim as Yitzchak. And not only is the nation going to be coming from you, but it's going to be from Yitzchak, right? Which means that Yitzchak is going to be the one to bring out this bris. This bris between this bris that the Eibishter promised Avraham Avinu is going to be from Yitzchak. What happened now? Oh, why is nothing over here?
What's it? It's not standing still? You have a stender you can put on?
No, I don't have one over here. Okay, I'll hold it like this and that's it. Anyway, Menemele is busy, Yakim is Yitzchok. The Achshav Kishanem, Alei Loilu. Now the Abish told him, Alei Loilu, bring him a carbon oil. Im Kol Zeh Hamin, B'Devunim Arishoinim. My shleich over here says a moiruk thing. He says, because the ganze welt is used to understanding that the ikin the soin of the akeda was that afal peter the Eibishter told him that you're going to have a nation that comes out of you, but now the Eibishter told him to bring him for akeda. Doesn't make a difference. I don't know what the pshat is in before. Right now, the Ebbish says, Valelo Oilo, bring it for carbon oilo. You bring it for carbon oilo. The Mashloyah takes it a step further. He said, not only that Avraham Avinu was willing to be Mekayim, the Halelo Oilo, even though the Ebbish told him, Kibi Yitzchok Yikor Lechazora, as Bisi Yochim is Yitzchok, you're going to have a nation coming out of Yitzchok. Well, Avraham Avinu believed that when the Abish told him it's Yochim and Yitzchok that there's a nation come out of Yitzchok, he still believed it. Even though you're going to go and kill him right now, you're going to shecht him right now, he still believed what the Abish said, that's going to be in the sky. That's what the Maharsha Lurich adds on. Not only the Pshat is that Avraham Avinu was willing to go ahead and be makriv the carbon oilo, which would contradict L'chayre, what the Abish had said before, Koyi Zaracho. No. The Meshulah says, not only that, even more. Avraham Avinu still had the same emuna, the same belief in what the Abish had said, Koyi Zaracho, and it didn't even waver, not even a fraction of a millimeter. Nothing. Koyi Zaracho is true, 100%. And his Valei Lord is also true. That's the power of Amunah. The power of Ramavina's Amunah was something which is not shaykh to understand, because if you're working with Seichel, with understanding, it's impossible to understand, to explain. What do you mean? How you could say that Koyi Zaracha, the Abish said something, and the Abish backed out. Right now, the Abish said, Alei Loilu, forget about it. No, he believed in Koyi Zaracha that it's going to be the Skyim until the last letter. And nothing will fall short of what the Abish said till now. That's it's a powerful Mordig thing. The Zoyas Amun is Ukhtima Ishloyach, Ein Besechel Odom Lahasik. That Shaykh the Sechel Odom the Masik. It's Amunah Pshuta Mamish. It's Amunah Pshuta Mamish. Kayadua, that the midah of emuna is a midah of pashtus, emuna pshuta, right? Emuna shleima, beetzem say emuna shleima, emuna shleima. One of the things of shleima is esrig. Is the Rosh Tevis is esrig, right? Aluf is emuna shleima, the tof is tshuva shleima, and the resh is refuah shleima, and the gimel is gula shleima, which means that everything, every one of those things, is shaykh to have that without shleimus and with shleimus. Gula shleima, obviously, shaykh to have gula shleima, shaykh to be a gula without shleima. And shaykh, I think we spoke about it last week, I think, right? Aleph is a munah shleima. It's shaykh to have a regular munah. But the emes munah of shleimus is that it's not shaykh for the yid to be masik, it's not shaykh for a soga. The Bashem to like Alamol Zug, the Bashem Tov said, as Nuch Alim, he said in Yiddish, Nuch Alim Adregis, meine, Ben Chanar in Ich Gleib. After all my levels that I reached, and the Bashem Tov apparently reached many levels, he acquired many levels, Nasogas, of Avodas Hashem. After all those levels, it's still my relationship with the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, my relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, was not based on the levels that I reached and acquired. It was a poshta emuna, like a simple yid, like a nar, he said. A nar means like, you know, a fool. I believe like a fool without any pshat whatsoever. In other words, you're allowed to be masig asogis. You're allowed to delve and ask and look for a search for answers. But that doesn't define your relationship with Hashem. That's not that shouldn't define how you believe, that it helps you, and it enhances your belief till now, what you believe in. But your belief is not defined, and even more, it's not confined by what you know. It's not put into any boundary. It's not mugbal. You have to believe a munapshuta, like a simple pashtus without any asogas whatsoever, like he says. You can't be masik emuna. Emuna is emuna pshuta, to believe whatever the Eibush tells, 100%. Then you're entitled to learn, to ask. You're entitled, but that doesn't define what your emuna is. It doesn't define your relationship. That just enhances. It doesn't define, and it definitely should not confine it.
But so it should refine.
So the like, what?
It should refine it.
Refine it. There you go. It doesn't define, it doesn't define, just refine it. Very good. That's a good one. Did not have any deep and mefurish from the Eibishter Shech Tesan. We know. Right? The Eibishter never told him clearly to Shech. The Eibishter said, V'haleyu lo'oilo bring him up for a carbon oila. He never told him v'shachteyu. He never told him to shecht. Told him to be male. Which is the chazal, right? Al kein lo nema v'Hashem niso, rak v'lekim niso. Meishloach is referring to what the Mefarshim is telling us. Why is the pasuk start off with the midas adin, or the kim niso of Rome, and not v'Hashem niso, midas rachmin? Yeah, said because the chiluk between Elikim and the Shem of Avaya of Yudke Vovki is that Elikim is when there's lacking clarity. Shem Avaya is clear. Oh, that's the highest madrege possible. Shem Yudke Vovki is the highest madrege. It's clear. There's clarity. It's right in front of you. You know exactly what has to be done, and there's no shadows whatsoever. But there are many, many matzov in many situations, but things aren't clear, right? It's not clear 100%. You don't know exactly what's meant to be done. It's not the Shem Yudke Vovke is shining in front of you. It's lower madrigas. The Shem Vodi Kim, it's Kedu, it's not the Abish's name itself. It's a hasoga. To give us a hashra of relationship between us and the Shem, that's defined by the Shem Vodi Kim. All the shamas of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam are certain definitions of relationships that we have with the Eibushter. But it's not the etzem. That's not the etzem alikus, right? So it says the kim nis never shem nis the highest of the mesh loyach. So the aid of dover was paklad loynahar. It was paklad loynahar. It wasn't clear. It was a spaklari. A spaklari means that you see something, but loynahar means it wasn't shining. It wasn't clear. He didn't see clearly what's supposed to be done. He's supposed to shecht, not shecht. And you could have easily gotten out of it to say, nah, the Eibush didn't mean that, because obviously Eibush didn't mean that. He said, Kariya Zarachel. So stop with Eibush to men just to bring him up. Well, then, Emma, well, they came Loshon Tkufis, Loshon from Tkifis, Loshon from Din. Tkifis means that it wasn't simple. It's not Poshit. It's not Poshit. Means everything is simple, clear cut, you know exactly what's meant to be done. But it means it's difficult. It's unclear. Unclear means difficult. But then the Nikran is soy in Al Shem Yitzchak. Another Shai that the Meshach is referring to. Why is it called that the Nisoyin was the Nisoyin of Avraham Avinu? Chari the same Nisoyin as Yitzchak's Nisoyin also. Kayedua that the Mephoshim ask even more. The Nisoyin of Yitzchak was a greater Nisoyin than Avraham Avinu. Because Avraham Avinu, the Meshach heard it from the Eibush himself. Right? Avraham Avinu heard it from the Ribbono Shel Olam himself. Which means that he had no questions. The Eibush told him. So who's not going to imkayim something the Eibush says? The Eibush goes ahead and tells you, I say kach v'kach, it's a shaila. It's not even a question. But Yitzchak didn't even hear from the Ribbono Shel Olam anything. What did Yitzchak hear? All he heard was Avraham Avinu told him. So the sign of Yitzchak was much greater. The Nisoyin of Yitzchak was much greater. So why is it called a Nisoyin of Avraham Avinu? Why isn't it called Nisoyin of Yitzchak? So the Zel Hikra Nisoyin of Hashem Yitzchak. Ki Yitzchak hemim l'Avraham. Yitzchak believed Avraham Avinu. Ki mi Hashem hu. Ve'en Nisoyin kol kach, wasn't a Nisoyin. Because Yitzchak believed whatever Avraham Avinu told him, Hashem did a boyin shloy lamad. Avraham Avinu told him, I'm going to shecht you as the korban. He believed 100%. It wasn't even in the sign, Michlal. It was a spaklariya de nahara. It was a clear-cut thing. He didn't even have any questions, Michlal, because he didn't hear that there's a shayla there, what the Eibushter meant. He heard from Avraham Avinu, kach omar reboin shel olam, I have to be a korban oilo, right? That's what he said. Alekim yirloi asen loi lobni. That's why there was no shayla whatsoever. Avraham Avinu was in the sign, Michlal, how you have to lay a dib in the furish. Avraham Avinu was Nisoyin, the Nisoyin was because it was lacking clarity. He heard from the Eibushter, Im Kol Zeh wasn't clear what the Eibushter meant. And still he was willing to go ahead with the posh interpretation without making any chachmas. If there would be any negia that Avraham Avinu has, Avla Ben, right? Also, Machrich Racham Olof. He would that Nagi would be Machriach Avraham Avinu to be Meracham Yitzchok. And Avraham Avinu was gab on that. He had no Nagi whatsoever. He overpowered his own personal Nagiyas. And he said, name, the Ebbish of Alei Loilo. He means a Shechite and Bnavgain Betmimis. Tom Diyam Hashem Alekecha. Don't chachma zich what the Eibush meant. So the Gebemis meis Hashem hoi shlo yishchatu. The Gebemis meis the Eibush was shlo yishchatu. He shouldn't shecht him. The Eibush the Meis didn't want to shecht him. And the Soin hoi rak le mare ein Avram. The whole the Soin was klapi what Avram Avinu saw. The Soin was that Avram Avinu saw lacking of clarity. The Muna was so strong, the Muna of Avraham Avinu was so poshit, right? That he believed the Koyi Zarach 100%. That's the first thing he said, right? The Muna, he believed that Koyi Zarach will be the Skyim, just the way it was meant, without not one letter will be missing from there. And he says even more, Zot Meir Shulech, The saying was, the reason why it was called the Kim Nisas Avram, it was such unclarity, it was such a lack of clarity, that Klapi Avram being a saying was so great. He says, Bambis Mitzadah Rebbein Shloilom, there was never a saying to begin with. Mitzadah Rebbein Shloilom, there was never a Shechita meant to be, everything was meant to be Niskayim Kemoshahu, Koy Yezaracho, as Bisi Yochim as Yitzchok, Va'alei Loilu, just bring him up for a carbon oil. Just bring him up. Don't shecht him. But Lemarein Avram, the way Avram Avinu perceived it, it was Olikim. So he held it for him. It was Nisoyin. For Yitzchak, it wasn't Nisoyin either, because Yitzchak was partial the other way. Everything was clear. This Avram Avinu, it was so unclear, the whole situation, that Avram Avinu could have dreiz chayis all different types of ways. So Lemarein Avram, it was on this, the lack of clarity. That's what Nisoyin is. Avram Avinu's Mare, the way he looked at it, everything was unclear. But still, he went ahead.
Right,
Mendel, that's five.
Okay, quick pause. Mendel?
The five?
Mendel needs asked us to pause. I'm just not sure why. So can I ask a
okay, so the kids does he have the shtickle in front of him? He has a shtickle with the Kim Nisus Avram. Anyway, it's the shtickle that starts with the Kim Nisus Avram. The kids of the shtickle is very, very simple. Very, very simple. Meshloich has two shilas. Why does it say the Kim Nisus Avram, which is the Shem of the Kim and not the Shem of Havayi, the Shem Yudke Vovke? Why is Davke say the Shem of the Kim, Midas Adin? And why is Davke Savrom? Why Davke Avram Avinu? Why did Yitzchok? Yitzchok L'Choyra had the same Nisoyin. And even more than Mepharshim say, Yitzchok the Nisoyin was even greater than Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu heard from the Abish himself. He didn't have any questions. He didn't have such a big Nisoyin. Yitzchok never heard from the Abish Loilam. He only heard from Avram Avinu. So in L'Choyra was bigger by Yitzchak. Why is it called Afka the Kim Nisus Avram? Because the Mesh Loyach, because the Ikin Nisoyin was, the Ikin Nisoyin of the Akeda was, the Choyse HaBehiris, there was such a lack of clarity. Since Avram Avinu didn't hear clearly the Eibshah telling him to Shecht. He didn't hear clearly. So, he could have dreiz Choyz. He could have dreiz Choyz. Hay Mekayim Koyez Aracho. With that Akeda, very simple. Kol Yisrael means that Yitzchak is going to stay alive. All the Abish wants is to bring him up as a carbon oil on the Mizbeach. But not, he doesn't have to stay that way. He doesn't, you don't have to shecht. Don't shecht him. Mitzad the Rebbeinu Shlom, that was Takeda Emes. But Mitzad Avram Avinu, since it was lack of clarity, that's called Olikim. Not Shem Avaya, but Olikim. Olikim means it's Kifus. It's not simple. He doesn't know exactly what to do. Everything is unclear. So Mele, that's the Nisoyin. Nisoyin was lack of clarity. I still need one with the Muna Pshuta, that everything is given in the sky. Muna Pshuta. Koye Zerach will be fulfilled to the letter of to the last letter. Alei Loilu means Shechita, Shecht. But Yitzchak wasn't in Nisoyin because Yitzchak heard from Avram Avinu to Shecht, so he didn't have any questions. There was no lack of clarity because whatever he heard from Avram Avinu was clear 100%. Avram Avinu didn't hear clearly from the Eibishter what to do. So for him, it was a lack of clarity. That's called Ikin Nisoyin, it's called lack of clarity. And the emphasis is that the Meish Loich over here is referring to something great. This I didn't say before. This is now explaining a little bit the Maisa. How do we apply the Nisoyin of the Arcade to ourselves? What?
Can I ask a question by way of explanation? Or say an explanation by way of a question?
Let's go. Go ahead. Let's hear.
Okay. So it sounds like the Veltzvart, which I think is God the Medrash Rabbah, right? It says Esmol, right? Yesterday the Eibush said Kol Yezarach, right? The Biyitzchak Kol Chazar, right? And today he's saying Halel Oyla. So the Velt learned, right? The Poshut Pshat, and it's so that it comes out that the Poshut Pshat in the Medrash, right, is that I believe it's the Chazal. that there's a Avraham Avinu is like feeling a stira here, right? There seems to be a stira, and he's able, and he goes forward, he does what he has to do anyways. Yeah? And that the his gabris on the stira, right, is his amuna, and that's why he's able to do this, right? But the Nisayan comes from the stira, right? The Knesh that Meshi Loich is saying is that this the Nisayan actually comes from the amuna, right? Because he's, what he says at the beginning is that Avraham Avinu believed, had 100% amuna, that it's it never changed. So it's not, the issue isn't that it's a stira, right? The issue that he believed, not that what, right, he believed there wasn't a stira, but in believing it wasn't a stira, it leaves you lost because you have no direction. You don't know whether you're supposed to check the Yitzhak or whether you're supposed to bring up your supposed to make chasen for Yitzhak. So it comes out that the
very good,
you know, right? The amuna is what created the Nisayon. Right? And that's a tremendous madriga. Avraham Avinu was Moshe Nefesh for his amuna. Even before this, he had his galus. Right?
Very good, yes. I mean, his mom is going to tell them what you're saying.
Giving up his whole life for.
Yeah, very stark. He's saying that the Nisayon was the amuna itself.
I could be wrong. The sign came from was because of the Muna, not because of the stira, right? The stira means that the Tosfos says I have this is trapped here. If in time it says somewhere else, yes, I'll give you I'll tell you that the Tushki is the 101 Shki, right? Fine, but that's a alumnus, a fan fit.
Yeah. I don't mean what Avi's trying to say very posh it. Yeah. Yeah, I heard before. Yeah, I heard. Yes. So what he's explaining is like this. What Abhi is saying like this. He's saying, very posh it, that the way the Velt learns up to Nisoyim Dakeid was, that Nisoyim Dakeid was the stira between Koyi Zaracho and Valei Loilo. That's stira. How do you work that stira? Esmoil, Omartali, Valei Koyi Zaracho. And Dayoim, he says, "Valei Loilo." How's that going to work together? The Meir Shloich says that the Nisoyim Dakeidu was the Emunah that Avraham Avinu had. Since Avraham Avinu was Mamin Azoy Shtark, he had such a strong Emunah that whatever the Eibush says is going to be Niskayim, which means that whatever the Eibush said yesterday, Koy Yizarach will be Niskayim to the last letter. Whatever the Eibush said today, "Valei Loilo" will also be Niskayim to the last letter. So that caused us a certain unclarity about Avraham Avinu. That the Goyitul Amuna in the Abish's words was going in the Avraham Avinu, Mamish was unclear. So what's going on over here? If everything will be in the sky, how'd that work? So Avraham Avinu's lack of clarity would have caused him to explain it differently. So you have to explain it differently. If you start to work with Asoge and with your own Havana, he'll explain Valei Loilo to me, not Shechita, just bring him up on the Mizbeach, without shechting it. Still, Avraham was Mizgaba on that, and he said, it's Gleib, and I don't have any Asoga whatsoever. I don't have any explanation how everything will be in the sky. But everything will be in the sky to the last letter. The Koyi Zarach will be in the sky, Kipshutoi Mamish. And Valei Loilo will be in the sky, the way I understand, to be Shechita, Mamish Kipshutoi, to the last letter. How? Beitzechnisht. It's not my business to understand how. That unclarity, that was the Goyitul Nisoyin. That's why that's the Shpitz Nisoyin. You understand the what? Exactly, right. Since he had an amun in the Koyi Zaracho, and he has an amun in the Valei Loilo, so maybe he shouldn't shecht it. Still, he was mezgabe on that. If he would have any negiyah whatsoever, the Meir Shloich says, that would cause him to be merachma Yitzchak and not Shechter. That's Bechlal, the way the Mashloich understands what Nisoyin is. Nisoyin Bechlal, on the Nisoyin by anybody, not only by Avraham Avinu, on the Nisoyin by anybody is that there's a lack of clarity. It's a lack of clarity. You don't know exactly what has to be done right now. And that's when anybody falls into the matzav of Nisoyin, is because he doesn't know what has to be done. What am I supposed to do right now? The Eibush that puts a Yid at a certain matzav him, that is hast upon him. Is hast upon him. He doesn't know what do I do? What's expected of me to be done to do right now? Feisnisht. Am I supposed to turn this way? Am I supposed to turn that way? Is this the right thing to do? Is that the right thing to do? That's called the Eibush to put him in the matzav of Nisoyin. He put him in the matzav of a lack of it's called aspaklari de lenahar, like he brings down for Zohar HaKadosh. It's a certain lack of clarity. He doesn't know what to do. The ganze Welt is also a matzav of Sofik, a matzav of aspaklari de lenahar, a matzav of est upon him. That's where the Yid goes through Nisyonis. Right, that's what the Ikin Nisyon is, that a Yid goes through. It's considered, it goes hand in hand with his man of Golis. In Golis, Yid goes through Nisyonis. Why is it called going through Nisyonis in Golis? It's because in Golis there's a lack of clarity. There's no Gilu Yashchina. There's nothing begotten, there's nothing clear to every Yid. And the basin is of the Richtig Avoidus and Machnazoi, of the Richtig Avoidus and Machnazoi. You have to, you megashish ba'afed, like they say. Tapped in the fist. You're walking around darkness, and you don't know which way to turn. Baruch Hashem says if a Yid is mezgab on that, the Yid takes the Torah HaKadosh, and he tries to use the Torah HaKadosh as a light to the best of his ability, how to act in the matzav of Nisoyin, that's what the Nisoyin is. That's what the Nisoyin is. It's kaidu, like the Meishlech says, the many, many mekoyimis. It brings up the Zohar HaKadosh. As be'idna the Yetzahor, let's man the matka the Yetzatoyev. Shas the Yetzahor comes to attack a person, the Yetzatoyev is nowhere to be seen. When a person falls into matzav of the Soyin, that's really too late. And the Yetzatoyev is not there anymore. You can't fight the Yetzahor when the Yetzahor is miskab upon you. When a person falls into matzav of the Soyin, even Yetzahor HaTzadik, when he fell into matzav of the Soyin, Shaykh Chazali wasn't able to be Mizgab. He wasn't Shaykh, even Yosef HaTzadik. The only way he was able to be Mizgab was at the end. The most Yuknish of Yankiv was Mizgaloloi. Yankiv came and was Mizgalo to him with the most Yuknish of Yankiv, and that's what saved him. But Etzem, it's not Shaykh for a person to be Mizgab, to Shast in his own self. It was a different type of Zoyin. The Chazal states that the sign of Yosef HaTzadik was because he didn't know what has to be done. He knew that there is Alpi Kabbalah, there was some sort of shaykhis between him and Osnas, right? That Osnas Dafke, he didn't know Osnas or Partifa, but Ages Partifa, there was some sort of connection between him and her. And that was her tie in the Ba'etzim also, as they state in the Zohar HaKadosh, it's brought on the Chazal. And Yosef HaTzadik wasn't clear. So what's the right thing to do? There is some sort of kesha between us. He didn't realize that the kesha was between her daughter, Osnas. And Osnas was a zivuk. She tied it with Tzad Echot. There's a certain kesha between us. A certain kesha there was in the Briya. And this is what has to be done. And that was the unclarity. Because he didn't know that am I supposed to do it or not? What's going on over here? Am I supposed to get married to Aishas Pratif Adonisht? He wasn't able to be Mizgabe because there was a lack of clarity. There was a lack of clarity. B'shas Maisa, nothing was clear whatsoever. Right? Clarity. That's the Pashtun Nisyonis. But the Ikin Nisyonis of a person is. That's the Pashtun sign, but the Ikin sign of a person is when there's a lack of clarity. A lack of clarity could also mean that B'shas Yetzer attacks you, you're not clear what has to be done. Or even if you're clear what has to be done, but you're not clear how to save yourself from it. No, the Yid has to be making himself before the Nisoyin. The Yid has to be making himself, if a Yid how is a person mezgabon in the soin if he doesn't make himself beforehand? Right? As we said, b'shastiyeh sorer, less man the matchel yet stoif. So say, what's the eitzah? How's he supposed to be mezgabon in the soin? If it's not shaykh, if the yet stoif is nowhere to be seen, b'shastiyeh the soin, how's the yid mezgabon in the soin? He prepares himself in advance. A person learns Torah and he's mekayim the mitzvahs of the Ribbono Shel Olam, and that gives him a koyach of a kedusha within himself that is piled up in the reserves. B'shas in the soin attacks a person, then he has a what to fall back onto. He has the koyaches of kedusha within himself to fall back onto. That helps for all types of the zionists. Tie for the zgabris on the Yetzer Hara. Tie for clarity. Whose Torah is meyer. It's meyer enei ha'adam. Lights up a person's eyes, and the person knows what has to be done. He has more of a clarity of what has to be done, and he has more Torah and Ruchnias within himself, more Kedusha. That's the way the Meir Shloich touches up the Sionis. So the Meir Shloich writes, Zesh Oma, it's philosophy, and the new Meir Shloich is the top line, second in the Shura of the Meir Shloich. I'm Choftaz, Zesh Oma, but philosophy, I'll do it. Avraham Avinu, when he davened as doin, he said the lashon of Noichi Afar Ve'efe. What's Afar Ve'efe? Right? Why you happen those two things? Afar Moire Al Ma'isesh Einam Mevureres. What's Sichel Etikin? Kimi Afar Yuchal Smoyach. Afar has a koyach within itself that things should grow out of Afar. That's Afar Earth. Earth has the potential for things to grow, right? But it's not clear right now. It's right now. It's offer, right? You have to be metapa with it. You have to work it. You have to be misakin it, and eventually, if you misakin it properly and you metapa with it properly, you could bring out the koiches, the potential that the offer has, to a clarity. An apple grows out, a banana tree. All different types of things grow out from the offer, right? That's offer. So Afer, Hainu Dover Nevat. A Dover that's Nevat. It's a goner. V'chas v'sholem, right? Afer is a Dover Nevat. It's ashes. There's nothing more to do with it anymore. It's done. It's finished. That's Afer, right? That's offer for Afer. Dr. Avraham Avinu. Ichabed Zachen. Offer and Afer. Right? He says, "V'chas v'shalom, ma'ayi shoych toliyoyi lehoi lo tikin." V'chas v'shalom, if Avraham Avinu would shecht Yitzchak, he wouldn't have a tikin b'chalal because it was the wrong thing to do. Avraham Avinu says, "V'noichi alfa v'efa" means that sometimes there are things that are not clear. It just needs tikin. It needs to be worked on more, and eventually you'll reach clarity. That's sometimes, but sometimes. Sometimes it's Afer. Sometimes it's lost. If you batch up, you lose it 100%. You lose it all together. And that was the sakana that Avraham Avinu said he had. He had a sakana. Am I going to fall into matter that I'm going to make it Afer, or am I doing something which is Afer? I'm doing the right thing, and I'm just being misaking it. He didn't know which way to turn. Afer or Afer? Should I shecht him? And it'll be offer. That's the proper thing to do. That's how you mivarid it. That's how you misakin it. And that's what's going to bring about what the Eibishter wants. Or that's going to be Afer. And the emes was v'chalas v'shalom v'hoi yishoich toy v'hoi lo tikin v'chei ma'anshi is doing. Right. Same shayla he had. He didn't know which way to turn. In yifal b'tfilos sheyichy. Let's say you have a gepoiled. He davens and the Eibishter says, you know what? I'm saving Zdoin. You're right. Okay. So he's staying alive, right? Right? So maybe that's the wrong thing. Maybe you shouldn't doubt him for that. If they stay alive, they'll be like Eifish. There's no purpose whatsoever. It's time to show him. They're not going to do tshuva b'chlal. Right? So he didn't know which way to daven. He said, off of Eifish. The Eifish said, help me out. Ichalt amadav ratvez doim. Efshe still forward to Mekinah Shmach. Maybe forward. There's one tzaddik. There's one, right? It's okay. Ebrish the name. Right? Hashem is Baruch Herlo B'tfilo Shetfilo Sali Yoysa Lomogin Aleyem Kedisa B'kizva Arizal Ki Mihem Noy Lador HaMidbo. It's like the Ebrish the showed that the koyach of Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu says, "Vanochi yofa veifer." Right? I don't know what the right thing is. Like the Rebbeinu Shloilam, I'm being legal to you now that your tefillah was right. You were supposed to daven, but not that Zdoim is going to stay alive. No, but from Zdoim is going to come out the Dor HaMidbar. From Zdoim, it is coming the Dor HaMidbar. The tefillah of Avraham Avinu accomplished that the Dor HaMidbar, the Dor Dei, is going to come out of Zdoim, which means that it's not Eifel Legamri. Even Avraham Avinu's tefillah wasn't the Hevel V'Lorik. Avraham Avinu was mesupik what he should daven, so he davened or not, and he said, "Vanochi off of Eifel. I'm off of Eifel. I don't know which way to turn. Is it off or is it Eifel?" But the Eibush says, "Off or." And Eifer. The Gabbai Zdoim itself was Eifer. There's no ticking whatsoever. But your tefillah is still accomplished. The Gabbai Ofer for the Gabbai the future is going to be a Dor HaMidbar that comes out. So the Ma'is, what the Meir Shloch is saying is, the Gevaldik in the Soin of the Akeid was that this Vanochi Ofer of Eifer. Which way to turn? Is it the right thing to do? Or is it the wrong thing to do? It's going to be Eifer. It's going to be Ashes Mamish. There won't be any ticking whatsoever. The Eibishter was megalot to him as the Vaisa. The Eibishter, the last moment, was megalot to him what the right thing is to do. He went with the Muna Shuta and he was Meskadim. The Pashtis with the Nishmagaber and the Soyin. The Eibishter eventually made clear to him that the right thing is Valeyu and not Veshachteyu. Don't shecht him, but be Malay. That's the Gevaldige Shtik of the Meish Loyach, the way Yid is supposed to look at in Sionis Bechlal. The Gantz of Mahalach Chaim of a Yid is that things are not clear in this world. Things are not clear. Meshulach says it all over the place. He speaks about this, the Kudah. That Zachan aren't clear. But the Eibush eventually will be Meser. He'll take off that cloak that's upon the thing, and then then people will see clearly. You know, same thing with the Moise Mashiach. Meshulach says in Kama Mekaymus, the Moise Mashiach, that things will be clear. The Eibush will be Megalit to the person. Outside the Zen Claw dance mode. You'll see everything is clear, everything with a clarity. But Kahayoim, we don't have the clarity, so we're in the matzav of the soin. I just want to say one stickle for the Meir Shloach over here.
Can I say something about this stickle? Can I bother everybody to say something about this stickle?
Yeah, yeah.
If I remember correctly, there's
a... Let me put the phone over here. Yeah.
If I remember correctly, there's a Lashon in Chazal
go.
that says hello. Hi, I believe there's a Lashon Chazal that says that Afaro Shel Yitzchak is that the ashes of Yitzchak are tzavur tachas kisei hakavod.
The Shaila was called
I'm not asking the Shaila.
What's the ashes of Yitzchak?
Right, so there is no Afar Shel Yitzchak, right? So what are Chazal talking about? So Lamai, that in a certain Bechina, the same as by Stoim, both of them were Niskayan, right? Side the Afar and side the Eifer, because it made the Dor HaMidbar, and that also, but right, and they had both, right? But Avraham Avinu there asked, by Stoim, Avraham Avinu asked that he should be saved. They weren't saved. Right, so then it's a nechama that his tefillah accomplished something. Here, Avraham Avinu had a muna that both of them were 100% emes and 100% going to be. He just didn't know how. So, and Chazal use a lashon that it's that the afarish shel Yitzchak, which heard doesn't exist, right? But adarabba, it does exist because of the muna of Avraham Avinu. The schar is that both of them exist. He both had the schus of being makir of his son, that there's a farish shel Yitzchak Avinu tachas kisei hakavod that's mamlit toival Yisrael, right? The Eibishter looks at and then is moichel avoinus, and he also had zera from him. He also had ginder from him.
I hear. That's taishin
l'chazal. I want to say that's the hemshuk of this piece, because otherwise, what does he start talking about? What does he start talking about Stein? It's a new thing.
I hear very good.
That the Badavka, because he had a Muna in both, so both were talking this kind.
Because he had a Muna in both, I hear very good, very good. Very good. Okay. No one was left over, but they were Makabal the Torah. What do you mean? Something was accomplished from them. Makabal the Torah, they're the ones that brought the Torah to Klal Yisrael. They went through the attack, and no one was left from them. Lamaise, they brought a certain thing to Klal Yisrael.
They were the Dor Midbar, not the Dor Day.
Dor Midbar was a Dor Day, but Klal Yisrael wasn't. It wasn't something that was that's it. Nothing left from them. Not mentioned, and they're finished. The Dor Midbar was a Dor that was Makabal the Torah. Brought to Klal Yisrael, was brought even closer to Yisrael, and the certain part of the big part of Klal Yisrael, big Yisoides of Klal Yisrael was given through the Dor HaMidbar, the Dor Day of Klal Yisrael. So
the
even
point
though
is, the point
they
is
didn't what
the point of Nachshon Kolari, I believe, if I remember correctly, is that they had a tikkun. First they were in Dara Flaga, and then they were in Anche Stoim, and then they were in Nizgalgal in the Dor Yotze Mitzrayim.
Stoim had a tikkun in the Dor HaMidbar. Dor HaMidbar were masakin. It could also be that's why they didn't stay around. Avraham Avinu's tefillah accomplished that Anche Stoim should have a tikkun through the Dor HaMidbar. Dor HaMidbar taka didn't stay around.
Not now, but a few.
Yeah, sure. Of course, they eat in the Dor HaMidbar. Who else do you think?
A few hundred.
The Dor HaMidbar were Gilgulim of Anshei Zdoim. That's what the Arizal says. Anshei Zdoim were Nizgalgul later on the Dor HaMidbar. And that was the Koyach that it could be the Rav also. It could be Klal. The whole Dor HaMidbar was a Gilgulim Varev. Everyone, the Dor HaMidbar was a Gilgulim of Anshei Zdoim. So Afal Pi that Anshei Zdoim were all wiped out. There's no tikkun whatsoever. But when his Galgul spat in the Dor HaMidbar, and they had a certain tikkun, Avraham Avinu's tefillah accomplished something that they should be that they should have a tikkun. They should have a tikkun. I was saying a piece in Chedik Sheni, a word from the Rebbe's Chavrucha also, but it might be a little too long. Not sure if it's maybe we'll leave it for a different time. Oh, I'll say it over short. The Meir Shaloyach asks a shaila. The Lechayra, we find that Avraham Avinu was known for Achnasas Arachim, right? But it's never mentioned in the whole Torah Achnasas Arachim anyway. By Avraham Avinu. What? The Achnasas Arachim of Avraham Avinu is not mentioned anyway. The only time Achnasas Arachim is mentioned is in the beginning of our parasha by the three Malachim, right? That's the only time it's mentioned. So the Chayit's interesting. The only time that the Torah mentions the Achnasas Arachim of Avraham Avinu was the only time Avraham Avinu wasn't actually Mekayim Achnasas Arachim. Because by the Malachim, he wasn't Mekayim Achnasas Arachim whatsoever. Right? Why? Because the Malachim, they didn't have to eat. The Abish only sent to Avraham Avinu to have Yad Rachmanis on him. But it's... What? He had what? It could be, but that's called Hazarachim. If you give people that don't need food, they don't need they don't have to eat. Chazal says they don't even need pachlal, they don't need at all. So it's not really Hazarachim. Maybe Mitzidoy is called Hazarachim because him and his part he meant to be Mekayim. He was Machazarachim. He gave them food. But the Ma'aseh said these weren't people that needed Hazarachim. They weren't people that needed they ate pachlal according to the pashtus. They didn't eat. There weren't people that needed anything, Mechlal. They were just Baruig of Avraham Avinu's anxiety that he was waiting for Archer. So the sad that the Torah doesn't see it necessary to mention the Achnos Archim of Avraham Avinu. The Gevaldige Chesed that Avraham Avinu did is not mentioned anywhere in the whole Torah. The only time it's mentioned is by the place where it was the least Niskayim Achnos Archim. Let's put it that way. The least Niskayim. The least out of all places. Because Mekayim Achnos Archim is the least was over here. At least we mentioned Achnos Archim of Avraham Avinu somewhere else. Avraham Avinu used to be Machas Archim all day long and all night long. He had four doors, whatever the Torah says, something about the Chesed of Avraham Avinu. This is the Meir Shloich's Kasha. Meir Shloich asks Kasha Chedik Sheni. He says, from all the Achnos Archim of Avraham Avinu, it's only mentioned over here where they were Malachim. They weren't even Anoshim Mechlal. And over here, it's the only time that's mentioned. He finishes off and he says, Hamaskel Yavin. He doesn't explain. Hamaskel Yavin. Look in the Chedik Shein, you'll see it over there. Hamaskel Yavin.
There's a shtickle Reb Tzadik about it. There is a shtickle Reb Tzadik about it.
I know, right.
Oh, if you could tell me where I saw it once and I'm chalashing, I can never find it again.
It's somewhere around, yeah, I know. I don't remember what family where it is. But I know that I heard from my grandfather, the Rebbe Chaim Broch, he said, Pshat Hazoi, he said, that Avraham Avinu's Koyach, I think he said it over the name of the Radom Skrev Ches Avraham. The Avraham Avinu's Koyach was that his Achnos Archim was so strong, his will to give to someone else was so strong that was good. Even the Malachim had to eat. They came to Avraham Avinu's house. Even the Malachim had to eat. As they state in the Zohar Kodesh, I think in the Ches Avraham brings it down. Even the Malachim had to eat. Because of the koyach of the Nesina of Avraham Avinu. So he says like this. He says, the Meshlech says, how do you know if a midah of a person is emes a midah? If a person's midah is mushish, it's so mushish b'lev Adam. It's so mushish b'lev Adam. And it's mashpia other people as well. That's a raya that the person's midah is... If it's so mushish b'lev Adam, it's so mushish, it's so rooted into the person that it spills over to someone else as well. It's mashpi on other people. That's the siman that a person's mida, the true mida. He's not doing gesam. In other words, let's say take midas a chesed, right? A person could be, he's not about chesed. He just does chesed here and there because he feels good about it. Or he has rachmanis, let's say, but he's not an emes about chesed. So Avraham Avinu was emes b'al chesed, and the biggest raya that he was emes b'al chesed was that his koyach of chesed was so strong that even Malachim had to eat in his house. Even Malachim, when they walked in, like the Zohar Kodesh, the Chesed Avraham writes in the Zohar Kodesh, even Malachim that didn't have to eat, when they came to Avraham Avinu, the koyach of chesed of Avraham Avinu was so stark that even the Ruchnis, the Malachim, had to eat in his house. That's what he said. So that's the pshat in the Meir Shloach. That the Enoch Adami, you're right. This Achnos Archim of Avraham Avinu's Mekayim over here was the least from all of them. But this Achnos Archim of Avraham Avinu's Mekayim and the Malachim brings out the Koyach of Achnos Archim of Avraham Avinu. No, that's not what the word over here is. That the koyach of Avraham Avinu Achnos Archim was a very stark mushish b'liboy that it was mashpia even Malachim had to eat also. That's where you see how strong the Achnos Archim was. It has to be in b'prin of Chesed. I'm not trying to say that they became Bali Chasodim. What I'm saying is that this Achnos Archim of Avraham Avinu brings out that Achnos Archim was Be'emes, Mushish B'liboy. It was something that he did. It was something that was Mushish B'liboy Mamish. It was rooted within him. That's why he was able to be Mashpia that even Malachim had to eat. Not Enichnami. I'm not talking about the fact that people become Bali Chas because of Avraham Avinu. I'm just bringing out this Nekudah that over here it was brought out to light the koyach of the chlosorim of Avraham Avinu, that it wasn't stamped something klapi chutz on the outside. It was something that was rooted deep within himself. He was an emissar, baal achlas orchim, deep down. It wasn't something that he just did because he enjoyed, or something that he did because he had rachmonis on people. It was because he was be'etzem or baal chesed, chesed Avraham, midas achesed. He was the epitome of midas achesed. And we see it, where do we see it? We see it with the koyach that he was able to be mashpia, that Malom had to eat. You read, we're just telling through the Me'esh Loyach, only the Gabi Dem, that there are two types of midas by a person. There can be a midah that a person does, klapi chutz, and a midah that's mushish b'liboy. And there are different ways to prove how a midah is mushish b'liboy. And over here, we're proving that Achlas Orchim was mushish b'liboy shal Avraham Avinu. How? How did we see it was Mishoyer Shalev? The fact that the Malachim came and they had to eat by him. Yeah, that's the way you explain the Me'esh Loyach. Okay.
Do you remember how you understood Reb Tzadok's answer there?
One second. What are you saying, Avi?
Reb Tzadok asked this question, right?
The Me'esh Loyach asked this question.
Well, I know. I understand that. I know where he got it from. But Reb Tzadok asked this question. I wanted this farm. If I remember correctly, and if I understood it correctly, what he says is that in Achanami they didn't actually weren't actually physically nana, right? But the greatest chesed, the biggest madrega, is when you can do something for someone that they can then be mashpia vaite. Right?
I have to see the Tzadok inside. We say I have to see it inside.
Yeah, but
see exactly what he says.
So when you give a person something to eat, they can't give that vaiter, right? But you give the malach right. Something. What you gave him was that ability to do chesed, right? You gave him that midas chesed, and with that koyach, they're able to go and save Leuten from Stein.
Ah, that's what you're saying.
I think that's what Reb Tzadok says. I think that's what Reb Tzadok says. That's the spitz. This is really the spitz because it's not something that ends there. It's something that he gave them and that they could give vaita.
I hear. Okay, I have to see it inside. I hear what you're saying. I hear.
If you find
Fibel, it. What were you saying, Fibel?
I did mention to the Rebbe once, and I think I heard it from him originally. Very poshut word, like a balabatusha word. Since what's the shot to do with the three malachim? It says, Avraham Avinu was after the Mila for 3 days, but started, they didn't have Orchim, right?
Right.
Yeah. So it says, and also it says, whenever a person does a mitzvah, it's a shopping of Orchim Malach. So Avraham Avinu, for 3 days, he had a machshava to do Achmatzis Orchim. Machshava, Toiva, Mitzvarefes, Lamaisa. Whenever you do a mitzvah, it's shopping of Orchim Malach. So those were the three malachim.
I hear. Very good. You heard.
I think the Chesed Avraham does similar something like that.
Okay. Could be. I never heard this from him, but I hear what he's saying. Could be.
I don't discuss it with the man. I can't remember. I heard it from him or I said it with him, but we definitely discussed it more than once that boy. And then later, I remember saying, I think the Chesed Avraham.
It's very similar stuff
like that.
It could be. I think Chesed Avraham is a long stickle over there. He says a lot of things in the piece. I have to see it. But this one thing for sure is that Chesed Avraham, this thing also. It could be what you're saying also.